Hello, this is James Berry here. I'd just like to say that I think the new Audio Boom app, there's some good things about it, but there's some bloody terrible things about it as well. I mean, you can't listen to your messages, which, you know, for many people it's a shame, because that they were a good tool of reflection, I think. A good tool of reflection. And that's gone. I find the fact that Audio Boom didn't ask us what we wanted. We've been telling them for years that we love the message feature, and I understand they've got more people to cater for. I appreciate that, but I think, well, in the grand scheme of things, I think it's terrible. I think it's absolutely terrible. But what I think really annoys me is having to complain about it. Because I can't keep this Welsh accent going all day. But at the same time, I thought it would be emphatic and effective in this voice. Because there's rhythm there, isn't there? You know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, etc. You know, something in 9/8. Anyway, that's all I've got to say, really. The noise is the bubbling and gurgling away in the background. It's not somebody giving me a lovely time. It's the washing machine. And the washing machine's brilliant. I bought it from at MP Roberts 1977, on Audio Boo, as Martin. It's a good machine. You can barely hear it. You know, that's the sink, that's the plumbing that is making that noise. It's not the washing machine. And when it's spinning, you don't even know it's there. It's incredibly quiet. Incredibly quiet. Unlike reactions to this bloody Audio Boom changes. I think really we should have been consulted about it. If I'm honest, I think that would have been the way to go, but apparently not. Apparently it doesn't matter what we mere mortals think about it, because I suppose people's attitude will be, well, if you know that much about what you want, get the training and build your own bloody website. Well, that may be the case, but I can't help it if I'm thick. I can't help being stupid. I can't help it the numbers make me have to go and have a lie down and write in my name, forget it, you know? Anyway, I must be off now. Because good Lord. It's alright, it's just the phone in the background. I'm going to bling on. Blang. That's...
See? Not a huge fan of winter. Had a lift to the church this morning though, which was a lovely luxury. Sang in the choir this morning and it went really well. Doing even some later.
Let me get
rid of your old number now.
It's all right. I was trying to talk over that because obviously it's a private text, but nothing. Well, I say nothing important, but there's nothing there incriminating or anything like that. Not that there would be. See, I don't cause any trouble. It's just this thing with numbers. Numbers getting in my head all the time. Sort of penetrate my brain. And that's when I have to go and have a lie down, see? But I don't like talking about it. It'll only get my temporal lobes into a lather. I find... I said, well, let's throw it out there. What do you think's better? Coleslaw or salad cream? Personally, I'm not a fan of either. I'm more of a relish person. But that's because I like a big burger. And that is a plus point. Because I personally think you can't beat a big burger. You can eat a big burger, but you can't beat a big burger. I I got a bit of a grin on my face at the minute because of doing this accent. It's obviously nothing like my actual voice. You know, if you know you heard me speak before, go and dig around in my timeline. My timeline is there for all to see and dig around in. And let it remind you of just how quickly things can change. You know, things like me suddenly talking like an idiot. See, the washing machine's doing a rhythmical thing now, which is pulling numbers in my head. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I'm gonna have to go and have a lie down. But when I've had my lie down, I'll try and reprogram myself a little bit, so I'm not so affected by the numbers. Because it's like a computer, you know. If a computer has numbers, which all computers do because they're binary, sometimes the numbers are processing away there and they're processing so fast the computer crashes. We don't want that for my head. See, that was the washing machine spinning. You couldn't even hear it, could you? If that'd be my old washing machine, it would have been spinning really, really loud, and I'd have had to pause this while I was recording. While I was washing, sorry. I'd have had to pause it. But Samsung washer's very good. It's got drying functions on it, and it's also got an air refresh function for things that have been like either left in the machine, or perhaps if you've got something at the back of the airing cupboard or wardrobe or something like that, and you just want to give it a bit of a boost, then you can do that through the machine. See, it's all clever stuff. It's all progress. Right, I'm going now. Because I need to take Coco out. Coco should feel right at home, because me and, Martin Roberts and myself, we think she's probably Welsh, but she sounds a bit more like she comes from, like the valleys or something like that. She's got a very Welsh bark. And occasionally when we stop at curbs, I can hear, no one else can hear her saying it, but I can hear her saying things like, crikey dad, you nearly had us for gone then. But, as I said, I do need to lie down, so testimony to that is probably not very reliable. Right, I've got to go to Waitrose, buy some tea, perhaps have a bit of chicken and some vegetables, so I could get one of their cooked chickens. I can get a jacket potato. In fact, I might do that. That'd be nice, a jacket potato with a plenty of chicken to pick at. I've got some salad in the fridge. I can have some chicken salad rolls. Point is, I got options. I got plenty of options. Right, I'm off now. Bye.
Start recording. Button. 0 seconds of 10 minutes. 0%.
Adjustable.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value. Play button.